Oh, hey, and welcome back to Genspired, the podcast. I am your host, Jennifer Batog. Before we begin, please remember that I'm not a medical professional nor a licensed therapist. I am, however, a spiritual being having a human experience right along with you. Please trust and use your own judgment, discernment, and intuition. My intention for these episodes is that they will reach a collective of people meant to find them. All right, let's get into it. Let's get Genspired. If you've been following along so far, this is episode 9, which might not sound like much, but to me, it's a bit of a, what? Episode 9 already? Also, if you've been an avid listener, thank you very much, by the way, you've been a part of this new podcaster journey with me. You've been listening to episodes about what I've learned and continue to learn about this little thing called life here at Earth School. That said, in episode 8, I mentioned my upcoming trip to Scotland. Well, I've just returned, and to sum it up, it was beautiful. All of it. Traveling alone, seeing as much as I could of the magnificent country that is Scotland, and coming to terms with some of the unexpected emotions I felt during my time away. I wasn't fully prepared for how emotional certain places made me. The Scottish Highlands, for example, was the biggest one. Upon arrival, I was overcome with feelings, emotions, tears even, and I didn't know why. I don't think I was meant to know why, at least not right then. They say your soul can remember a place before your logical mind has a chance to catch up. Perhaps that was true for me during my time in the Highlands. Not only can they not be fully described in words, but one must see them with their own eyes to absolutely appreciate their magnificence and grandeur. While the trip flew by and my days were fully packed, the Highlands allowed me to slow down. Taking in the vastness and their wonder, tears would well up in my eyes, but I was smiling the entire time. I felt overwhelmed with both happiness and a little bit of melancholy. Again, not fully understanding it all, but just allowing myself to exist within the moment as best I could. I took my own advice and actually stopped trying to take pictures of them. Instead, I decided to just be with them, to be in awe of them and in wonder of them. The universe created this place and this time for me to just exist in that space with them. As you know, I took this vacation alone, solo traveler, as most called it. And this wasn't my first time traveling by myself. I've done it on 2 other occasions as well. What surprised me, though, was the reaction I received from people when they discovered I was a solo traveler. Some called me brave. Others said there was no way in hell they'd ever travel alone, and others kind of looked at me with pity, like, aw, poor you. No one to travel with, huh? No. I actually chose to travel alone. Because I'm not afraid to be with myself. I'm not afraid to challenge myself and take on the world by myself. To sit and eat alone at restaurants, cafes, or bars. Or go to the movies alone. Or get on an airplane and see the world alone. Nowhere is it written down that you have to do things with other people. You are allowed, encouraged even, to venture off alone. Being by yourself is the strongest way to bond with yourself and understand who you are. Traveling alone allowed me to only worry about me, make my way through the crowds, see what I wanted to see, eat where I wanted to eat, and just be in the flow of my life. And I'm not saying that doing any of these things with someone else isn't just as wonderful, but doing things alone is a different kind of wonderful. Those that called me brave had me thinking for a minute. Was I brave? Like in the sense that they see it as a brave act because they'd never do it, or just brave in general? When I prompted this person who said I was brave, he, and yes, it was a full-grown man, replied with, "Oh man, I'd never go anywhere without my wife. I'd make really poor decisions, get lost, and be an absolute wreck without her." She was standing beside him as he said this to me, and I looked at her. She wasn't smiling or grinning or, well, had really any much of a reaction at all. And it made me think, I bet she wishes he'd go somewhere alone. That woman has the weight of not only her world on her shoulders, but her husband's too. She carries the responsibility of herself and him. Then I instantly felt bad for both of them. Then I felt bad for her. Then I moved on from that conversation, grateful that I'll never put a partner through that. He will never have to carry my entire world and his all at the same time. I'll be able to support him and encourage him and allow him to have his own experiences, as I will, by ourselves and together. If the thought of traveling alone scares you, that's okay. It scared me too at first. But I do recommend it at least once in your life. You can even start small with a little overnight road trip you take alone. Book a night in a hotel not in your city and just step out there on your own. Or just take yourself to dinner or a movie. People are in their own worlds, and in my experience, they don't look up from their phones long enough to realize you're by yourself, and even if they do, who cares? I felt so free to be myself while I was away. I talked to all kinds of different people, learned some of the local dialect, tried different foods, wandered, and smiled at strangers for no reason. I really was in an epic flow of happiness. I tell you all of this as a bridge to my overall point. Those who travel will know when you are away, you're in a different routine, you're doing different things, you're eating different foods, seeing different people, having different conversations. So it's a break from what you know as your normal life. Upon returning, sometimes you can have the post-travel blues or a bit of a post-travel flop. Being in Scotland, I was on an 8-day high. I soaked up every single minute, and even during the shitty Air Canada mess-ups, and yes, my friends, there were a lot of them, from canceled flights to lost luggage, I still tried to remain positive because I knew it was all part of the overall experience. I was getting inspired while I was there, journaling, and just breathing different life into myself. I didn't think for one second I'd come home and have the post-vacation blues. But did I ever? And they hit really hard. I flew home on Friday the 13th, and that was a running joke at the many airports and security and customs that day, but I remained lighthearted. Once I finally landed back home, I still had a 2.5-hour drive back, so it gave me time to decompress and get past some of the jet lag and adjust to the time change again. Once I got home, I got all the love and zoomies from my dog and then passed out and slept for a solid 10 hours that night. It was the following day that I didn't expect at all. I woke up with dread in my chest. I felt heavy. I felt sad. I felt tired. I felt overwhelmed. I felt lost. And then I cried. A lot. I couldn't stop myself. I just kept crying. Even as I sat down to write this podcast, tears were welling up in my eyes because I was taken right back to how I was feeling that day. I was a zombie. I couldn't form a sentence. I couldn't think straight. I didn't know what end was up. I felt completely and utterly out of control. I tried to muster up some energy to tell my parents about my trip, but honestly, they didn't really ask much, so I didn't really say anything. I did bring home some souvenirs for both my family and me, but even giving those out didn't spark anything in me. For the following days, I was miserable. Here I was, this girl who had worked so hard on herself, and for the past 2.5 years, sharing myself and encouraging people to be positive and mindful and happy and engaged with their life and learning lessons and finding their joy and happiness, and mine was completely gone in a matter of days of returning home from a trip abroad. I went round and round in my head trying to find the answers as to why I was feeling this way, to try and get myself out of this funk, to get energized, to get back to work, to be who I was before I left, to find inspiration for my next podcast episode. But nothing, and I mean nothing, was working. I was doing all of the things that up until this point had worked. I tried going for walks, journaling, meditating, resting, practicing gratitude, trying to get out and notice my surroundings, trying to see the lesson in it all, nothing. I was coming up with nothing. I couldn't focus in my meditations. I would just sit and stare at a blank screen. I didn't even have the energy for a 10-minute walk outside. I was, for lack of better words, completely stuck or frozen in this weird muck of not knowing or understanding what was happening to me. Pacing around, bored, and trying to rationalize it all, I would start to think about where I was and what I was doing and what the hell and who the hell am I. Being away in a different country, in a different way of life, I had allowed myself to step away from my current life. A life where I'm struggling. A life that I was trying to build for myself, but full transparency, was harder than I was making it look to anyone watching or witnessing my journey. 2.5 years ago, when I blew up my life and made drastic changes, I was following an unwritten, unspoken feeling that was pulling and drawing me towards both exponential and deep growth, but also major changes that I really didn't stop to fully think through. I was acting, moving, and flowing, but at some points, I was also masking. Masking that it was all rainbows and butterflies, but truth be told, it's not. I flew home from Scotland with zero work or projects coming up for me, like nothing, not a single thing booked, no staging work, no design work, no projects, no consultations, nothing. I flew home from Scotland with nowhere to actually live. After selling my house for the past couple of years, I've been moving around and staying here and there and Airbnb-ing it, but I came home to nowhere to actually live. I flew home from Scotland to my finances not being in great shape. I went from a corporate six-figure job to an entrepreneur who just spent all of her savings and her recent profits on a solo trip to Scotland. I flew home from Scotland to sit in front of a laptop and wonder, why the hell am I trying to do these podcast episodes anyway? No one wants to hear what I have to say. Like, what the F and who the F do I think I am? Here I am worried I didn't get an episode out last week, and I checked to see my analytics, and like 8 people listened to the last one and 11 people to the one before that. Just give up. It's not worth it. My reality was hitting me where it hurts. It was right there. Nowhere for me to hide from it. Up until this point, all of the major changes I was making in my life were based on blind faith, trust, and this intuitive pull to just keep going. Keep finding and chasing my peace and my purpose. Keep moving forward, Jennifer, because you are destined for something. There is a reason for all of this change, for all of this growth. Just keep fucking going. Coming home from Scotland, it all caught up to me. All of it. While I was away on this magical trip, I was just in the flow of just keep going. Just keep experiencing it. Just fucking live your life, Jennifer. Just go. And then reality hit when I landed, both figuratively and logically speaking. I had gone through so much change and so much transformation so quickly that the universe is making me sit still for a minute because I need to. I need to sit with all of this for a minute. While living out loud and going within and finding our purpose and our path and learning the lessons and being mindful and finding joy and happiness and giving back and being a good human are all part of what we are here to learn, the reality is I'm also living in an actual world with actual things that need tended to. My blind faith and trust needs to also be met with actuality and an understanding of how those things can and need to exist at the same time. I grew and changed so fast and so much that the reason I'm in this pause and reflection period is because now I have to match that growth and learning with practicality. And that's really hard when you've just come so far and learned so much. But deep down, I know that's what this is. I have to have faith in both the spiritual and magical reasons for things, but also the practicality of things. We are in Earth School and meant to learn and be a part of the practical and magical world. For so long, I lived in the practical that I was really missing the magical. Now I see I went towards the magical and forgot a little bit about the practical. Even saying that, it doesn't feel right. Part of me wishes we didn't have the practical and we could just all throw caution to the wind all the time, but in the practicality of it all, we can't. We need and must create this beautiful balance of the two. So, was it practical for me to spend that kind of money on a trip to Scotland when I have zero work lined up and quite literally no money coming in? No. But did I want the magical experience of just living out loud and being in the flow of my life? Yes. Here's the thing, though. Everything is in a flow, even the practical things. So while there is a flow of abundance at times, there is also a flow of lack at times. While there is a flow of love at times, there is a flow of loneliness at times. Where there is a flow of working hard and keeping your head down, there is also a flow of letting loose and letting go. And that's where the magic can be in both experiences. In the unwritten timing of when you'll be in one or the other. I was riding a wave of a higher flow, and right now, this is my time to sit in the downward flow. Because I know for a fact, it will flow back and upwards for me again. I know this because I've experienced it before. Whether you're in an upward flow or a downward flow or a little simmer of a flow right now, no one, not even those of us on these podcasts, can truly write your chapter for you or tell you how it's going to be or how it should be. What we can do is share our experiences as a collective and learn from one another. Learn that all of your experiences and everything, absolutely everything in your path is purposeful. No one can write it out for you. You get to do that. You get to make the choices. You get to be in and out of all of the flows. You get to be the author, the student, the teacher, the guide, the learner. Up and down, round and round, in and out. The reason I wanted to put this episode in here at number 9 is because for the past 8 episodes, I had you all flowing with me in the upward flow. And now I'm in a downward flow. But it is and can be just as useful and meaningful. There's nothing wrong with what I experienced both in Scotland and when I got home. They are both beautiful and magical in their own way. So, I sit here just a day shy of a full week back home from Scotland, not fully in the upward flow, but more at peace with what I've learned about both being away on a beautiful, incredible solo trip, but also what transpired when I got back. I embrace both experiences because that's what I've learned to do. I've learned to alchemize everything, and I mean everything that comes into my path. I've alchemized all of the people, the places, the conversations, the heartbreak, the joy, the sadness, and everything in between, because they are all chapters of my life. I've decided to not try and take it all on at once. The clients and the projects will come. I'll find a place to live. The abundance and money will flow back into my bank account. And I'll be inspired to keep the podcast going, even if it is just for 8 people. I'll get back to an upward flow. We author our own story quite literally every day. When you wake up and are blessed with a new day, it's unwritten as to where it's going to take you. But regardless of where it does go, you are blessed either way. You're blessed if it's an upward flow or a downward flow. Either way, you win. You win because you experience it. Even if it's a day of dreary and dread and no movement and boredom and doom and gloom, you still win because you can choose to alchemize it and move with it and through it and for it. What you are experiencing now will and does tell your story. You aren't just chapters 1 through 8. You are chapter 9 and then some, because the rest is still unwritten. As always, If you've been Genspired, please leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you.